don't wanna be saved, nigga, this ain't group home. Do a dirt up, I'm lonely. All my bitches know he homie. If I pull up with my bitch hoes, better act like they don't know me. I'm a side bitch, it's in check. Diamonds clear like Windex. 1 point of the index. Start your ass like an insect. So you better be cool. Shawty better be new. When I walk in a room, she knows she fucking with a goon.
Hello.
What's going on?
We got Thursday Night Podcast coming at you with a live Thursday night game. What's going on? This is Cody.
This is Carl.
And we have a NFC West matchup. A Jeff Fisherless Rams going into Seattle.
With cleaning the house, man. Right before the season ends.
The neon green Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle slime jerseys the Seahawks got. Carl, talk to these people. Who do you have winning this? Who are you looking for?
Man, I would be an idiot if I didn't take the Seattle Seahawks, man. So I'm not Cody, so I'm taking the Seahawks.
Oh, that's... Oh,
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Christmas. It's Christmas.
I'm taking the Seahawks in
my
this
mom
matchup.
Listens.
I'm taking the Seahawks in this matchup. Russell Wilson definitely wants to bounce back. Matter of fact, the whole team wants to bounce back in this matchup. Mm-hmm. They already lost to the Rams earlier this year, so they usually go 1-1, unlike last year where the Rams took both. I expect the Seattle Seahawks to bounce back and take this one.
Yeah. No, I mean, they just fired their head coach. Rookie quarterback coming into a really hostile environment. There's no way the Rams can do this. Feel bad for Jared Goff, actually. The game's about to start, and, you know, he's got to be scared shitless because this is a really terrifying team who are hungry for a win right now, too.
Yeah.
Seahawks getting this. Love Jimmy Graham in this matchup. I could see Rawls having a big game as well.
Doug Baldwin
as well, too.
Honestly, a player on the other side I could see having a good game is Kenny Britt.
I heard of him.
Yeah. As he lines up on the left-hand side.
He does.
And, that's the weaker side of this defense for the Seattle Seahawks.
No Earl either. So you could definitely have some matchup issues over there and for Seattle. Also, you know, you got to look at what they're doing to the other cornerback. I don't even forget his name. It's not Lane. Lane's the slot. I forget the cornerback on the left side for the Seahawks.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Kenny Britt could attack that.
Yeah, so I could definitely see that being a good matchup. But man, I really feel bad for Britt, and with his pass rush too, you wouldn't be stupid to pick the Seahawks defense. So I think a universal Seahawks defense. Moving on, Saturday night football,
the first Saturday night game of the year, folks.
No more college football though.
And it's the worst game of the week.
No,
folks.
That's not true. That's rude.
It's the worst game of the week.
We have the Matt Moore led Dolphins. Carl's wild card playoff team, Dolphins,
without Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill, his ACL is no more. Against the Bryce Petty Wop. Ooh.
Trap Queen.
Jets in New Jersey.
Yeah, he's a trap for the Jets. That's what he is.
Oh.
Definitely shouldn't have drafted that guy. But I don't know what to say about this game.
I have much to say. So I have much to say.
The team that I like here is Miami because they have something to play for. The Jets don't have anything to play
Heart.
For.
Pride.
Bowles is going to keep his job regardless.
Yes.
So I'm going with Miami here. Their defense could keep them in this game. They could ultimately win this game. So I like Miami in this one.
Okay. I have the Jets winning this just because some of the aspects of the Jets offense look pretty good. I like Bryce Petty at home. Him and Robbie Anderson have something they're developing.
Told you that last week, man. Yeah, no, told y'all last week.
Been a big fan of Robbie Anderson all year. Like him. Got to get Quincy Enunwa and Brandon Marshall involved more.
It's Bilal, not going to happen.
Bilal
don't
Powell.
Need to get them involved.
Bilal
man.
Powell is really legitimate. About time to get on the ball. Matt Forte, he's had a torn ligament in his knee. He's a maybe, but look for Powell to get all the touches. Other side of the ball, the Jets' run defense has kind of collapsed, so I could see JHI having a big game this one as well. Had the Jets winning this one and bringing some pride back to New Jersey.
Yeah, it's going to be a ground-and-pound game.
Yes. We'll be getting smacked while this game is going on. So. Be making some irrational shit.
We are going to be together this weekend. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over, Cody.
Nah.
Cody might not be back next week.
I'm going to be talking so much shit when we win. Next up, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Might still be asleep. We have the Green Bay Packers at Chicago.
Oh, this game is going to be good. I heard the weather in this one should be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like below.
-2.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be a ground and pound game. It has to be. Maybe a couple throws here and there. But give me Green Bay in this side. They're playing for something. But I won't count out Matt Barkley because he's been playing well.
He's been doing really well.
He's been playing really well.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, he's been leading the team into some nice drives, but receivers like Josh Bellamy just keep dropping the ball. Like crucial drops. But yeah, give me Green Bay in this one.
Absolutely. You know, a side note too, the Bears might have their quarterbacks and their two backups next year, Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley. Okay. They'd be smart to keep both of them and have them battle
Let
out.
Jay Cutler walk.
Absolutely, because they both look really well.
I ask you this, what about Alshon? What do you do with Alshon?
They have to re-sign him. I mean, they have shitty receivers, obviously, without him already. You can't go in there. So unless they're able to bring in a bunch of people, you can't depend on Kevin White. You got to bring back Alshon. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I have Green Bay winning this. They're angry. I love Davante Adams for this game. I think this is his matchup written all over it. So I can see him wrecking havoc. Same with Jordan Nelson, too. The Bears are just too beat up in the defense. And right now, it looks like the Packers are really trying to make a statement for this late playoff push.
Yeah, of course, man. I like what they're doing. And I like exactly the way they played last week versus Seattle. So they definitely made a statement with that one.
Absolutely. All right, next up, we have the Cleveland Browns at Buffalo.
Oh, these two teams are trash-talking each other early in this week. Buffalo's coming out and saying that they're not going to be the team that the Browns beat, even though Buffalo's been officially eliminated from the playoffs. They said they're not going to be the ones the Browns come in to beat. And you have players on the Brown side coming back at them and laughing at their comments and statements and saying, I mean, every week teams are going to give them their best efforts because they're not trying to lose, but the Browns are going to come in ready to play. So it could go both ways. They have nothing to play for. The weather is probably going to be snowy up there. It's going to probably be the way it was this week versus Pittsburgh. And if that's the case, then give me some Buffalo in this one. Tyrod Taylor, I don't think RG3 is going to be ready for that type of weather. So I'll take Tyrod over RG3 in this matchup.
Yeah, I love Tyrod, and I'm kind of mad that there's rumblings that they're going to get rid of him, too. I hope they do. I'd love for the Jets to sign him.
Honestly, they just need to get rid of Rex.
They do, and that's something else, too. If they lose this game to Cleveland, Rex is gone. Yeah. I don't think the players are really fucking with Rex right now. I don't blame them. I don't blame them, but having said that, I have the Bills winning this one. Anyways, next game, we have the Philadelphia Eagles at Baltimore. Who do you have?
This should be a good game. Baltimore is home. They're favored by 5.5. Baltimore definitely have a lot to play for. They want to keep in front of Pittsburgh. That's going to be a tight race, especially after Pittsburgh won that matchup. But Pittsburgh's also in a tight matchup this week. But keeping on the topic of Baltimore, Philly, give me Baltimore on his side. I see players like Mike Wallace getting off and beating this secondary. Steve Smith, he's been quiet lately, but he could probably bounce back in this matchup. And I also like the way they've been using Kenneth Dixon, man. That mm-hmm. guy's he's a runner and he's a hard worker, and I like it. I like what I see with him. Can't wait till he's a future back. So it's all with Kenneth Dixon, and he's not splitting carries with Terrence West. Not to say that Terrence West is bad. He's good. But I like what I see out of Kenneth Dixon and what he was doing it with against the Patriots. It was definitely promising. So give me Baltimore in this matchup, 5.5. Let's get it.
Yeah. No, I actually have Baltimore in this as well. Some things I really like from them against the Patriots game, even though they lost. I really like how they're starting to use Breshad Perriman. We slandered him a lot, but when he's open, he makes big plays. I can see him taking one or two, big shots. Not a ton of catches, but definitely making some big plays.
Yeah.
Also, really like how they're using Dennis Pitta, too. I think this is a good matchup for him as well.
About time, man.
Yeah, so he's finally healthy. Looks like they're getting him the ball.
He does exist!
So definitely like him as well. I have Baltimore winning this game. And Kenneth Dixon's a really fun player to watch, too. Definitely in PPR DraftKings, pick him out. All right, moving on. We have Tennessee Titans at Kansas City.
Oh, man, this is a good matchup. Two of my closest friends are actually fans of these two scrub teams.
Never heard of those guys.
Never heard of those guys. So they're going into Arrowhead. I like this matchup. It should be a sneaky shootout, in my opinion. Even if the weather's cold, I like Mariota in this matchup versus KC funnel defense, pass funnel defense. The Don still could get off. He's matchup proof. I don't care how well the defense has been playing against the run. The Don is the Don. He's the man. This is his year. Spencer Ware, not so much. I wouldn't use that guy. Travis Kelce is a person I like to use because Tennessee is a pass on the defense as well. So I think Alex Smith actually is a good sneaky DFS player this week. He could definitely get off, especially with Tyreek Hill moving around all a bunch and Macklin coming back. So. Yeah, with that being said, I like KC in this matchup. They're favorite 5.5 at home, rightfully so. Give me KC. I don't think Tennessee pulls off the upset like they did against Denver.
Yeah, no, I have Tennessee winning this by 40. Now I'm fucking with you.
Whoa.
No, I have KC winning this one.
Slow it down.
I think that there's some things about this game that I really enjoy, especially for DFS purposes. One player I like from Tennessee is Delanie Walker. I think this game could be good for him as well. I'd shy away from Tyreek Hill. I know he had a huge game
last week.
Maybe
Gronk over Delanie.
Yeah, they are getting the ball more, too. So you could go either way, maybe even have one in the flex. This game is going to be pretty cold. It's going to be Kansas City. I just don't like anyone going there, especially this late in the year. It's going to be a really hostile environment. It's going to be really loud. Mariota, as good as he's been in the season, he kind of faltered against a good defense last week. I can see him kind of having some issues this one as well, giving one or two balls away. So I really think that this is a game that ball control and run game is going to make all the difference. And right now, it's in the case he's been doing. So I have them winning this one in a pretty low-scoring game.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We have Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good game. Cincinnati's been getting on ever since they endured that painful losing streak. This should be fun. I think both teams going to get up for this matchup. Cincinnati's probably going to look to upset Pittsburgh, but that's not going to happen because Ben Roethlisberger knows he has something to play for. And with that in mind, Ben Roethlisberger is going to go off. Last week, he didn't have to go off because Le'Veon Bell was doing it all in the slush and the ice, whatever. He just couldn't be stopped. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like in Cincinnati this week. But
cold.
just cold.
Yeah.
just line up. You could just roll out Le'Veon Bell, roll out AB, and roll out Ladarius Green, because those are the three-headed monsters for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's very noticeable. So you could roll all three of those guys out and just, hey, whatever.
Why not add Ben, too? Why not add Ben? Because right now this is going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers are going to go in there and these teams fucking hate each other.
Yep, and Pittsburgh already stole the one earlier this year, and it was a crazy rainstorm and stuff like that. So
it kind of affected what they wanted to do.
Yeah,
AB's looking for revenge. If it's not like a crazy snowstorm, I could see AB going off. He hates his team. He hates these guys, what they did to him in the playoffs last year. I love what they're able to do. And Le'Veon said it best. There's not many teams that want to face these guys right now. Could see this being a big win for Pittsburgh as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So moving on, we have a really good NFC matchup, which we could see again in the playoffs. We have the Lions at the Giants.
Oh, this is a tough matchup. The Lions been definitely on the roll, but I definitely see the Giants stopping that roll. Lions should have lost last week, but like I said, they played the Chicago Bears, and Barkley was just driving down the field. In the last drive, Josh Bellamy, stone hands, just dropped the ball, which pisses me off because he could have knocked out a large group amount of people in Survivor League, but that didn't happen. But whatever. This week, I like the Giants in this matchup. They're favored by 4, which is a good sign for that. Indication for that. Give me the Giants in this matchup. Odell is probably the only receiver I can see going off because he moves all around the field. They won't be able to contain him, and if they shadow him, he's just gonna destroy whoever is the one shadowing him. As far as that, yeah, man, I only like Odell in this matchup.
I don't even like Odell right now because I don't trust Eli. So that's something that's kind of holding me back. Stafford's been great recently and really excited to see him in this matchup.
But he's kind of being dinged up. So.
He is. He's wearing that weird glove because his finger's all messed up.
And we saw what happened with Carr with his finger. So
that's true. These are two teams that are kind of disappointing right now. I guess I just got to pick the Giants because their defense has been so well. Mm-hmm. I wish the Lions had a better defense because I love what they're doing in offense right now. But I like the Giants more. I love what they're doing on defense. Landon Collins, Olivier Vernon, Johnny Castillas, all these guys are really balling out for them. Could see them making this game and taking it away from the Lions. It's going to be a low-scoring, ugly game, though. I don't like anyone really in DFS off of this.
Yeah.
All right, we have the Colts at Minnesota.
This is a game that not many people attack, but this is a good game. And I think it bodes well for the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings could get off in the run game and pass game in this one. I don't know. That's sad to say because I know you don't want to target Jarek McKinnon or you don't want to target Matt Asiata. But definitely, I see Diggs coming off, getting off in this game, mm-hmm. slot receiver. The one receiver I see getting off on the opposite side is definitely going to be T.Y. Hilton. The Minnesota Vikings have trouble defending the slot receivers. I definitely like T.Y. on the opposite side, but I like Minnesota in this matchup, and they have something to play for, as well does Indiana, but Indianapolis, but I like Minnesota defense over the Colts, so give me the Minnesota winning at home.
Yeah, no, I love everything that Minnesota's doing on defense right now, and off of that, it's why I'd pick them. Only DFS people I'd pick right now would be Minnesota. I guess you could pick Diggs if you're low, but I don't think he's going to be that like cheap. It's a contrarian play. He's been doing better, but I don't like Andrew Luck in a hostile environment with his pass rush and his offensive line.
And they just slashed up Moorhart, whatever his fucking name is. The offensive lineman. The best offensive lineman.
What did they do to him?
They lost him.
Oh, yeah, He's hurt. Yeah, so even worse. So look for a big game from Linval Joseph, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
All right, so Vikings. Anyways, Jacksonville Jaguars, my playoff pick in August at Houston, Texas.
Whoa. Slow it down. Run it back. this is a Houston team that needs this win. They went into Indianapolis, and they definitely took that from them. Hey, man, they're making noise, and they show that they fighting for that playoff spot, and they won it bad. So let's get it rolling. They're favored by 5 in this matchup, and I think they're home, and they play well against teams that aren't as good at home. So give me Houston in this matchup. It's indoor. Yeah, I love everything about Houston in this matchup. What about you? Like, what players are you targeting?
The only thing I'm worrying about, I'm trying to think who I should bet with you of who has more interceptions, Brock Osweiler or Blake
Bortles. I'm not betting,
man. That's definitely like an unstoppable force versus an immovable object. Like, yo, these two guys cannot resist turning the ball over right now. I think Zeskai, Jalen Ramsey is going to try to get a few interceptions. So
yeah.
I could see him making a few plays. I don't know. This is going to be a really ugly game. Both these quarterbacks are fucking horrific. Don't like anyone in this game. I don't like anyone in this game. I don't trust either quarterback, and because of that, all the offenses falter. So, having said that, I like the Texans defense more, not by much. It's a shame neither of these teams should be in the playoffs. The Texans probably will, which is just despicable. Hopefully they aren't, so we can see a team with actual offense. Because AFC's just been trash, and it's only continued to happen when you have quarterbacks that can't play. But shame on the Texans. They
AFC
deserve
has
it.
Not been trash, man.
The AFC has been trash. It's been two teams. It's been two teams. There's no competition. This division especially has been a huge part of it.
Yeah.
The Texans cakewalking all the time, or the Colts with their fucking no defense, no O-line. Doesn't present any challenges. But Texans winning this one, fuck both these teams. All right, moving on. We have the Saints at Arizona.
Oh, man, it is a good matchup. Cardinals only favored by 3, which is a good sign for the Saints. Breeze 2 weeks without throwing a touchdown, I believe.
He's due.
I like Breeze in this matchup. And, hey, whatever. I've been beating Cody. So, I'm going with my Saints in this matchup. I'm taking the Saints. They have a lot of injuries in their secondary as well. Kenny Vaccaro suspended. Nah, he's not coming back. They just lost Floyd. damn, I hate this matchup, but I'm going with my boys. Give me the Saints in this matchup.
Look at the pain.
Well, I obviously
lost
to Tampa last week.
Gosh. Sean Payton sharing his Percocet with you clearly. I have the Cardinals win this. I think David Johnson might rush for 200 yards.
Okay.
That's the only player I really like because Carson Palmer's been awful. JJ Nelson could be off.
I said it first.
We both said it. You read my notes. I can see JJ Nelson have a good play, but I mean, he's gonna be good for one or two big plays. That's the only, I only want David Johnson this game.
Michael Thomas ends up playing.
Yeah, but he's hobbled. You don't want that either. And Brandon Cooks, you don't even know what to expect right now.
Nah, I think Pat Pete might shout out Brandon.
He would, and Teron Armstead is on the IR now, too. Chandler Jones might eat.
So that's what I'm saying. If Thomas plays, he'll be lined up against Cooper. Like, destroy Cooper.
Okay. Anyways, the Cardinals win this game.
Matter.
We have the San Francisco 49ers at Atlanta.
Oh, did you say upset alert? Oh, man. This is a team that Atlanta. I don't know what they did to the L.A. Rams last
week. Bia.
That was crazy, man. So crazy. I'd be stupid if I picked the San Francisco to upset the Atlanta Falcons in the way they're playing, even without Julio Jones. I'm going to take Atlanta. They're favored by 14, folks. I'll take Atlanta at home. And I'll target Devontae Freeman in this matchup. Tevin Coleman got off last week. I think it's going to be Devontae Freeman to get off in between the tackles.
It's going
to
be both of them. Okay. I would definitely target both of them. Yeah, I would target both of them. Worst run defense. Bilal Powell just rushed for like 145, had two touchdowns.
True.
Both these Tevin and Devontae are better athletes too and better runners. Could see them going off. Other player, love Carlos Hyde in this matchup right now. Could see him really breaking out. And
that's what they need to do. They need to start that off.
Yeah. And because of that, had the 49ers winning.
Whoa! Did you say upset alert?
Oh. I got faith in Cap because there's a good chance he could be the Jets quarterback next year.
Yay. So,
I'm caping for Cap right now.
Yeah, who's your drug dealer?
he's a fed. You weren't a wire. but no, I definitely like the 49ers this game. Without Julio, Falcons are kind of weird. But actually, no, fuck it. I take that back. Falcons do win this game. I forgot their
defense. I didn't even have to say nothing. Nah, I'll ask him who's his drug dealer if the shit wore off.
Chill, we're on it.
No, Kenny Britt got hurt.
No, Jersey's own.
Oh, it's over.
Damn,
he's in pain.
That sucks.
0-0, 8:28 left in the first quarter. Kenny Britt is lying down.
Damn.
Ups over commercial.
That sucks.
All right, I'll keep him on.
Anyways, Vic Beasley went off, steal the draft last year. I could see him really having another impact game against this beat-up offensive line. He's a single reason why the Falcons are winning this. Cody's the Falcons winning this game. Moving on, we have the Raiders at San Diego.
This is going to be a good matchup. But I don't know what's going on with San Diego, man. They just keep getting hurt. All their best players are getting hurt. Melvin Gordon's out. I think this is a matchup Oakland's going to definitely take in San Diego. Players to get off on San Diego is definitely going to be Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates. They're trying to break the tight end touchdown record, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're just going to be going for that. So you could target Antonio Gates and Phillip Rivers and DFS folks. And receivers on the Oakland side, I definitely like Crabtree over Cooper.
Yeah.
I think I could see Crabtree getting the yardage, and if he gets a touchdown, it's going to be a plus. Cooper most likely needs a touchdown to get off and make some noise. But other players I like in this matchup is definitely going to be Latavius Murray, and on the opposite side, Rivers and Gates, and probably whichever receiver, probably Dontrell Inman, Tyrell Williams, or Benjamin. One of them could go off. You just got to choose. Oakland's favored by 3. Well, who do you like in this matchup, and what players do you want to take?
Cody likes the Chargers. I'm just kind of scared right now because of Carr's finger. He seemed like he was really affected when they played KC last Thursday. He doesn't have the same grip on the football. So I like Phil Rivers going in. You mentioned the tight end touchdown.
Yeah, like 10 days to rest, though, so that should be all right.
Yeah, but his finger is bent the wrong way. So, like, you can't really rest that. Like, you need surgery for that shit. Yeah. So, having said that, I like the Chargers a lot in this game. It sucks they don't have Melvin Gordon. I target whoever their backup running back is, and I also just try to make sure that
you... Farrell.
Yeah, I would do that, and then I would look at... I think I would just take Phillip by himself, just because he spreads the ball around so many times. I know it's cool they're doing the Gates thing, but right now I would just chill and just have Phillip by himself, because he'll spread it around a lot, and there'll be a lot of opportunities.
Yes! 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 Who's that? Thomas, Michael Thomas, the other Michael Thomas, not the good Michael Thomas, because he would have caught that, and he would have never dropped that Michael Thomas.
So if you have no idea what Carl's talking about, because I barely do, the Jared Goff just threw a beauty, and Michael Thomas on the Rams rookie receiver just dropped it, so that's what happens.
Not the real Michael Thomas, not the you can't guard Mike Michael Thomas, not the Saints Michael Thomas, but number 13 from the LA Rams.
Michael Thomas.
Let's go.
All right, we have the New England Patriots at Denver.
New England, this is going to be a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots are favored by 3 going into Denver. This is crazy. It's going to be a good game. I think Denver is definitely fighting for that playoff spot, but I'm hearing some Denver fans talk about they should lose out for a better draft pick, but I don't know what kind of talk that is. You know who's talking about.
Are you related to these people?
Oh, man. What gave that up? But yeah, it's tough actually. Woo. Go ahead, you choose.
I have Denver winning this one.
Okay.
I'm really pulling for an ACL tear for Tom Brady, so that's why.
Thoughts and view of Cody on this podcast is not the thoughts and view of Carl Thomas on this podcast.
I'm officially over it. I fucking hate the scene. I hate them so much. They let Michael Floyd just fucking fall in their laps. The 30 other teams just let him, like, pass him up so he goes to the fucking Patriots playoff time. But having said that, this Broncos defense is really tough. Always giving them trouble. Offensive line's banged up. No Gronk. I think this is going to be a big matchup for the Broncos. I wouldn't take anyone in this game. It's going to be I don't know. I could see the Broncos winning this. It's more so me hoping, but I have the Broncos winning this.
I have actually the Patriots winning this matchup because I just realized the Patriots and Broncos always have close matchups. But it's always going to be a matter of the QB play, and Tom Brady is much better than Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
I heard some people just talking about some Trevor Siemian and MVP, my QB. I don't know who that is, but definitely going with New England in this matchup.
Yeah. I don't really want Tom Brady to tear his ACL. I just want him to, like,
not taking that back. Backtrack.
I just don't want him to
pass it into QDB.
I just don't want him to play anymore. Sunday Night Football. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are quietly one of the hottest teams this past month, at Dallas.
That's an understatement.
This is a great game.
Tampa Bay is definitely in the zone right now, and that's why we have an upset special for us.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I'm going with Tampa.
Okay.
NFC South team, let's go. Let's go into Dallas and take this matchup. Jameis Winston and Mike Evans, they're going to get off because they didn't really get off right like they should have against New Orleans. And they usually bounce back nicely. So give me some Mike Evans, Jameis Winston. As far as Dallas goes, I don't think Zeke has a big game. I really don't. I could see Cole Beasley or Jason Witten and Dez doing their thing, but I don't think Zeke has a big game. And I think Darren McFadden's back this week.
He is.
Oh, so, yeah. Give me Tampa, though, in this matchup.
Okay.
Going to Dallas. Let's get it.
I really want to pick Tampa because they're my favorite teams. I think the Cowboys win this, but I'm really loving what the Broncos have been. The Buccaneers have been doing on defense. I've drafted really well recently, especially this year. Vernon Hargreaves and Noah Spence have been great fucking pickups for them.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why their defense has been so good, that with Quan Alexander, Lavonte David, and Gerald McCoy have really made their defense one of the top units. They're all super young too, so they're gonna be a powerhouse for a while. This is gonna be a really close game. Love Mike Evans in this matchup. Don't like anyone on the Cowboys offense except for Zeke. But I think that the Cowboys win this one just with ball control. And I love Jameis, but he's always good for an untimely kick.
Kenny Britt's back, folks.
He is. He's good. All right, so Monday Night Football. We have the Panthers at Washington, the Josh Norman game.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good match. Oh, wow, good call on that. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a game. Washington's favored by 6.5. give me all the Washington in this matchup. They're fighting for something, folks. And definitely, Josh Norman is definitely going to be there early. Might be there at 5 a.m. So give me some Washington in this matchup. I like Kirk Cousins. He's probably been one of the most consistent QBs in the NFL this year thus far. And I don't expect that to stop here. I like Washington.
Ooh.
just fire up their receivers, man. This should definitely be a good one. Washington.
Kirk. Love Kevin Kirk right now.
Yes,
like him and Jameson Crowder.
You like that?
I think they take this game. And I think that they actually run away with this one pretty quickly. Panthers are pretty sorry on defense right now. And Luke Kuechly isn't going to play most likely either.
Stewart could probably get them touchdowns, man. You know he like to get them 2 or 3 touchdowns with 5 yards.
He does. But Redskins defense starting to step it up too. Unfortunately, they lost 2 of Cravens, but they're still playing really well. Ryan Kerrigan's has been a machine the past few weeks. So, like this Redskins defense a lot. Like what they're doing on offense, too. Have them kind of going away with this game also.
Let's get it.
All right. Another week in the books.
15, dog. 15, some more.
Be back with you guys soon. Thanks for listening. This is Cody.
Yes. This is Carl.
Signing out. My third leg got hang time. Bang time. Gay face with his gay time. BA's the leading scorer. Got her screaming like a horror. She keep begging me to stop. But she really want more of. Said it's so contradictive. But the dick's so addictive. I mean, how could you blame her? Her head down like Kramer. Wait a minute. Wait.